just enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Even know anymore. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Got everybody here, myself, Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and of course you. Thank you so much for checking us out and listening to the show. You can tweet us, you can DM us on Instagram, whatever works for you. It's Joe and McKenzie, and our number is 833-563-2539. We love it when you call in and join in the conversation. Hey McKenzie, how was your day yesterday?
Yesterday I got a lot done. I just got back to town, so I finally unpacked from my trip to Los Angeles, and I did some laundry. I just kind of laid low. I had a bout with food poisoning, which is still kind of like lingering. So I had to kind of lay low. So I canceled my workout, just kind of tried to sleep and drink lots of fluids. Tried some toast, didn't go over so well, but I tried to get to bed at like 9. So I'm just kind of on the mend.
That
I really
sucks.
Just need like a day to just like sleep and like do, because I was saying when I got in, I'm sweating right now and I'm freezing. So I'm wondering if it's actually the food poisoning or if I'm like got a little bug.
Well, I hope
but
you don't
I'm
have
sure.
one. There's one bug I'll tell you about in Joe's Need to Know News, which is like scaring the world right now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So
is
I hope
it like deadly?
It's killed 9 people in China.
Okay. Hopefully it's not that. I really feel like it's just the food poisoning getting on my system. But I'm hanging in there. I'm going to power through, and I'm just trying to take care of myself. How about you guys?
Good.
What's new?
You're lucky you have an excuse to get out of our meeting today. Like, oh, guys, I don't know if I should be there for this. I don't want to get anybody anything. I'm good. Yesterday, I got to try to help my wife out around the house, getting everything done. I think...
That's sweet how you put that. I got to help my wife. That's sweet. Not like you had to. You got the opportunity.
Sometimes she wants me to help her. Other times, she's like, get out of the kitchen and leave me alone. But I don't know. We are slowly piecing together. This is the first time we ever owned a house, so we're slowly piecing together room by room by room, and we're just exchanging things out because it's kind of like, this is how we want it to be. When you rent something, it's like, oh, I got to work around this apartment or this place, and just you never really have permanent roots with it. But now we got a house, so try to work on the kitchen. And I think somehow, some way, despite my wishes, my wife will be getting a new oven soon. Every time we cook, even if no smoke's coming up like burnt, the smoke detector goes off every freaking time. So I don't know if we need to move the smoke detector from where it's at, because obviously you want it near the kitchen if there's a fire, but...
On the bright tip, it works.
McKenzie, like 7 days in a row. 7 times.
But the sprinklers don't go off or anything.
No, okay. Gosh, could you imagine that? Our whole house is like a lake. Pork Chop, how was your day yesterday?
Good. I took my boyfriend to his work meeting, and then I waited in the car for an hour and a half. I took a nap, and then
you're like the sweetest boyfriend ever.
Oh, yeah.
That is so nice.
It saves money, you know. He didn't have to take an Uber, and then I went home, and I was trying to play Call of Duty last night, and it was like lagging. Like, you know what that means? Like the internet was glitching, and like the person, like, it would move, right? And then it would, like, stop and be frozen in one spot. I'm like, oh, why am I not moving? Then the next thing I know, I'm dead. So I had to hook, like, the Ethernet cable from the router to the Xbox, and then that magically worked.
Wow. You got your COD in.
I'm impressed of all those things.
Yeah.
I would have no idea how to do that.
I'm such an engineer.
You
I was
going
to say, the ladies
Dang.
Are like, the what to
no,
the what?
No, I think that's super sexy. He's like, oh, I just put the router to the wall, and it works.
Yeah, so fixed the game, and I played, and I did very well. I'm so good at that game.
Yeah, you're all right. Ain't too bad.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Liv the Web Girl, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. I taught a cycle bar class, and I was just so confused on my days because, you know, we were off on Monday, and just that really has rocked me. So I was like, oh my gosh, you know, like I'm gonna have time to take like a 45 minute nap before I have to leave to go teach a cycle bar class. So I'm sleeping and then I get a call and it's the guy that does my dance lessons and he's like, hey. And I was like, oh my gosh, today's Tuesday, isn't it? And he was like, yeah. And I was already 20 minutes late for my dance appointment, and that's not even driving there. I, like, slept through it because I totally forgot it was Tuesday. I had, like, no idea. And I was like, I'm so sorry. They're like, actually, it works out because, like, they're the person's sick. So we're just calling to reschedule. So, but I was all messed up. But I did get to nap for about like 30 minutes, which was pretty nice.
Do you ever put like calendar events or reminders in your phone?
I put calendar events in my phone. I don't put reminders. I think yesterday I was so exhausted and kind of so like, what day is it? That even if I like set a reminder for 2 hours earlier, I would have forgotten an hour later.
All right, I just was wondering. Good thing, though, I mean, it sucks they're sick, but good thing it's not like you left like, standing there or something, like waiting for you to come.
No, and it's like they're very relaxed and they're very chill, and they get that, like, this is just like an extracurricular for people and stuff. So, very nice. And then, yeah, I taught a cycle bar class, and it was good.
Cool. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea this morning?
Well, Taylor Swift's mom reveals a really scary health diagnosis, plus Chris Martin totally goes off on an autograph seeker.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, Selena Gomez is on top. This is so exciting. Her new album, Rare, has hit number one on the Billboard 200. So this is something really to celebrate. It's her sixth top 10 album in the Billboard 200. She just came out with a bang. She opened with 112,000 equivalent album units in her opening week, which is huge. So this has Lose You to Love Me on it. She's just killing it and she is on top. So that's a big honor for artists and she's been celebrating nonstop. And I feel like she needs that because she's been through some rough times as of late.
Very rough.
Oh man, speaking of rough times, Taylor Swift has revealed that her mom, Andrea, has a brain tumor. Now we know her mom has been suffering with bad health, but the 30-year-old, she came out, Taylor Swift, to Variety saying that her mom has been undergoing treatments and please send love, thoughts and prayers, everything you got because her mom has been diagnosed with cancer, with a brain tumor. So,
jeez, her mom's just been going through so much one after another.
And that just goes to show you what really matters in life because you can have, I mean, obviously they're very well to do and it's just like, but your health and your family is everything. So just keep your priorities straight. Of course, sending all our thoughts and prayers to Taylor Swift, her family, and of course her lovely mother. Ozzy Osbourne also revealing a diagnosis. He has been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
It has been terribly challenging for us all. I did my last show, New Year's Eve at the Forum, and I had a bad fall. I had to have surgery on my neck, which screwed all my nerves in. And I found out that I have a mild form of
Parkinson's. It's Parkinson's, which is a form of Parkinson's. And there's so many different types of Parkinson's. It's not a death sentence by any stretch of the imagination, but it does affect certain nerves in your body.
So that was with an interview on Good Morning America. Sharon revealed they will be going to Switzerland to get special treatment for Ozzy. Throughout the interview, they both got very emotional, hoping that fans will stick with them through it all.
Of course they will. Who would not stick by them?
Of course. Well, Chris Martin of Coldplay not really sticking with some of his fans. So here's what went down. It was a charity performance at the Hollywood Palladium in LA. He was leaving and some fans wanted autographs but were super aggressive about it, shouting. And the Coldplay lead singer, Chris Martin, was not having it.
Concept of me as a human being. Don't shout at me. You know, it's so aggressive, but either ask nicely or just be polite. Like, treat humans with decency, you know what I mean? These are all going on eBay. I always sign at least one each.
Chris, they blocked the car so we couldn't see. They couldn't see.
Put the camera down. Show some respect.
I understand.
Put the camera down.
I might have had a gig, which I did have. You know what I'm saying?
So oh, he had a bad gig?
He was not happy at all, basically, because they were screaming, like, sign this. And he's like, you know, I'm a human. Ask politely. Have some human decency. You're just going to sell this autograph anyway.
Well, I was going to say, those people, as he mentioned, are probably trying just to get the autograph and throw it up online for a couple of bucks. But same time, though, like, it is hard, though. Like, usually when they let artists go somewhere, sneak out the back, it's not a direct line of sight. It's like, excuse me, Mackenzie, can I get your autograph? It's like, Mackenzie!
Yeah.
They're like, what? Is that a mosquito making noise? What is that?
I feel like just with artists, some people don't realize they are people. Like, they are humans. They just see them as, like, oh, this thing to take a picture with, or I just want to get you because you're like a machine. But they are actually humans, and they like to have an interaction. So, I don't know, but he's probably regretting that because this video is all over the place on TMZ.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
We've always talked about this, but now it's actually happening. North Carolina, the state, is requiring students to take personal finance courses to graduate. Good idea. I'll explain more of that. But think about it. What else? Just like one class, you're like, man, this should have been required when I went to school. Because I can think of like five of them.
Well, think of like financing over Greek mythology. How much more useful is this? I think it's excellent.
Well, I don't know. What's that one person? Poseidon?
Zeus.
See? It worked. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Hey, good morning. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And starting next school year, high school students in North Carolina will be required to take and pass. They actually had to pass the thing. A personal finance class in order to graduate. Yeah, they're talking money. Now, I know a little bit about money, you know me. Yeah, the new course will replace one of the American history courses students are currently required to take for graduation. I mean, there's other things that they're going to be doing, but they're going to slide that in there. And I kind of think that's good. Out of all the things that we worry about in school, like me personally, I had to do cursive handwriting when I was in school. I thought that was kind of a waste and that was just dumb. But I think it's a great idea. They're focusing on things like this where they have to have personal finance. Because as I look in life now, I wish I would have known what I know now. Like 10, I don't know, 15 years ago when I was graduating high school, who knows where I'd be, for example, financially, being on time with my money and making sure I know what I'm doing and how to do it would have been such a great thing. So I agree that what they're doing with this, but it kind of got me wondering around the room here, what should we have to do to graduate? Like, what other class would you add in there? Maybe from your own life experience. Even one other thing I'll add, laundry. I know it seems so stupid and funny, but being able to do basic things like that, I feel like a lot of times either your mom probably does it for you or somebody else does it, and to be helping out around the house with your partner, it's a good skill to learn and to know how to do.
Well, they have home ec, right?
Yeah.
Did you take that like in high school?
I did something where we got to make garlic breads. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. So I don't know if that's home ec or what.
When I was in home ec, we made a pizza, and my partner, he was like super hot. I think I was young and he was like a senior. I was younger, but he locked our pizza, he like put it in cleaning mode in the oven,
oh,
and like
God.
It caught on fire.
What? That is terrible.
So we didn't do too hot, but I love the finance angle. I'm still learning. I want to learn about investing. I still need to learn a bunch of these things.
Yeah, that's a very important thing.
Budgeting
to learn.
Is a struggle for me, so I'm working on that. So all those things. What else would I like to learn? Cooking 101.
Okay.
Just because I can only make basic stuff because I'm afraid I'm going to poison everyone if stuff isn't done.
Well, go for it now. You said you're still kind of suffering from food poisoning.
I got food poisoning.
It can't get any worse, right?
Right, just, I guess.
Just give it a go.
Yeah, that's true. What about you, Chops? What could you use? Oh, well, like car stuff.
Oh, yes.
Simple basic stuff like changing a flat tire, like survival skills.
I feel like I had a class about that, like how to change a tire and how to change your oil.
Like a shop class or something?
Oh, yeah.
I did woodworking. That was really fun. But Mackenzie's right, though. A lot of guys and girls don't really know if they got a flat tire right now on the road or the highway. I'll call AAA, but what if AAA can't get to you and you're stuck somewhere?
And I know a lot of people are like, it's so easy, but when I watch the nice fireman that helped me when I got a flat tire, he's hoisting my vehicle
up. Wait.
He's like pumping it up. I was like, I could never do that. I
would
have no idea.
You had a fireman change your tire?
Yeah, it was so sweet. Shout out to the Carmel Fire Department.
What about a class about Bitcoin or like modern things? Or like, you know, like modern currency or taxes or something like that.
Taxes. Boom.
Maybe taxes. I feel like the cryptocurrency, I don't know, because that's coming and going. But I mean, Like, what about you? Like, what's one class that you'd want to have, Chops, from your whole life experiences? Like, since you've been out of school, you're like, you know, this is one thing that would have helped if I had to learn more about it. It just would have been more useful to me.
Maybe how to, like, work social media better.
Like networking?
Yeah, like just the other day, didn't I have to ask Liv, like, how to, you know how you do the filter and it puts the little Disney thing above you and which Disney character are you? I didn't know how to do that, and it's because I didn't update my app.
I think it's sweet the boomers should go to classes. They offer some at the libraries now if they're intimidated by tech. Seriously, oh though, gosh. And they're free classes. So I think that's awesome if you're older and you're intimidated by technology.
Good morning, Joe McKenzie. Who is this? Oh, sorry, I accidentally hung up. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Because it can be very frustrating. If you're not tech savvy and you cannot do something or figure it out, it is very, very frustrating.
I tried. My mom, I'm so jealous. She's got this big, like, 60-something inch TV. It's a smart TV. Like, the remote on the TV, you say, like, you know, blah, 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 and it'll do it. And she's, like, just yelling. I'm like, no, mom, you have to hit the button. She's yelling, like, change the channel to blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, you gotta hit the button, mom.
My mom always tries to order stuff online and gets so frustrated, like if it will not happen, and she just like gives up. Like she, or the printer.
Oh, not the printer.
I was out on a date and my parents called me four times, like it was like the house was on fire, to go over and fix their printer. And like, I don't know what to do, but they needed something printed ASAP. It was so funny.
Honey, get over here. I can't scan.
I was like, are you guys okay? Did somebody have a heart attack? They're like, this printer. Oh my gosh.
Liv the Web Girl, what about you? I mean, you're not that far out of college. Is there one thing from like high school or your whole educational thing, you're like, if I could learn this, this would have been a great class to take?
My number one thing was taxes. Also just filling out a W-4 properly.
I'm still confused.
I don't know how to do it. I hate getting new jobs just because that I know that it's coming and it's so daunting to me.
Is it a one? Is it a zero?
Is it a zero? What's a deductible? What's an allowance?
Am I a dependent? Are you a dependent?
Am I more better or more worse?
Exactly. I have no idea how to figure it out. So definitely that. And then, yeah, I guess I would just say how to not get scammed when you're trying to get your oil changed. Because I always end up scammed.
Just
like,
don't have them do all the things that they offer.
That could go into the whole car maintenance thing. See, these we need to become teachers. I think we'd be great. I could be like the drunk shop teacher yelling at everybody. Hey, if you have an idea, you think, man, this should be a class, why don't you tweet us? It's Joe and Mackenzie. Coming up, we've got Joe's Need to Know News, and it is incredibly scary, Mackenzie, that you don't feel so well because there's a new deadly virus going around. I hope you don't have it. And a reason why you might want the Super Bowl to go into overtime. I'll tell you about that with Joe's Need to Know News. All right, Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Mackenzie, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just telling you something that's factual.
No.
A potentially deadly, and it's just like the beer Corona, coronavirus, but there's no beer involved, unfortunately. First serviced in China has reached the U.S. The CDC says a man in Washington State who recently returned from China has the mysterious virus. According to reports, the man is quite ill. The coronavirus, which can be spread from person to person, has killed 6 people in China and sickened about 300 there. Here's what's scary. The World Health Organization, the whole world health, okay? They're meeting today to determine whether a global health emergency should be declared over the virus. I don't think you have the coronavirus. I pray to God you don't, but just be aware of that.
What are the symptoms? Should I Google?
Yeah, I would Google that.
Okay.
Because I didn't go too in-depth
with
it. But I don't want to like fear you and scare you, but they were worried it was going to come to the U.S., and it came yesterday.
Okay, I'm okay. So I have came down with a bout of food poisoning, and it's like an ongoing thing. So I've just been throwing up shivers, all the things.
Yeah.
The symptoms of this virus are like upper respiratory. So you're going to have runny nose, cough, sore throat, fever. But how are you knowing if you have a deadly virus versus like a cold?
You don't. This one's very similar
so
to that.
Scary.
Okay, so just be aware of that. Kind of a sports thing that was interesting. I'm not a huge New York Yankees fan, but Mackenzie, if I asked you who Derek Jeter was, would you know who he is?
Of course.
Okay. Derek Jeter and Larry Walker, both of them were elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Here's what blows my mind. Even though I hate the Yankees, I respect Derek Jeter. I like the dude. He came within one vote of being unanimous, which means one person out of everybody that can vote for the Baseball Hall of Fame, one person said, nah, I don't want him to get in this year. Like, because there's multiple ballots. This is the first ballot.
So that can sway the whole deal?
It's totally fine. He cleared with like 99.7%. The point is there's one jerk hole that didn't vote for him. I don't even like Derek Jeter as a Yankee. Like, I'm not a Yankees fan, but how do you not vote for a great guy like that? Everybody knows him, right?
Maybe it's just like a hater. There's it's always a total one. Hater.
Total. They need to expose that person. Who are you? Okay, how about this? The Super Bowl, you might want it to go into overtime for the second year in a row. If it does go into overtime, Buffalo Wild Wings will give everyone in America and Canada, you're welcome, Bieber, free wings. In the history of the NFL, though, I don't want you guys to get your hopes up. There's only been one game that went into overtime. So
this is kind of genius on their part.
It is.
What are the odds?
They're getting all of it. But what if?
We should do that. That's a great thing. Like, if this happens, we'll do this. But you do have to pay up if it goes into OT.
Got to ask Mackenzie, when it comes to wings, are you a bone-in or bone-out kind of lady?
I don't even know what that means.
Like, do you like what? Boneless wings?
I don't have wings very often.
What?
What?
What? Hold on. Stop. Need to know news over. New topic. Wait, so
does that mean no bones?
Yeah, like boneless, like where you can just cut into it. It's almost like a small little chicken breast. Or you have like where the bone's there and you just eat around it.
Have you ever had like a chick, like I don't even.
I know, I can't talk. I'm like, what?
Like chicken wing, like boneless chicken
shocking?
Wings. Yeah.
This
like
is,
there's
honestly,
on the bone or boneless.
This is something I never knew about you. It's like today I learned.
You put hot sauce on it, sometimes
Let
dip it
envision.
In blue cheese or ranch.
I guess I'd like the bone.
Mackenzie's reenacting like, now like she has a fake chicken breast in her hand.
I would like to dippy, I guess, and eat off the bone.
Comes
I
with celery
know.
Sticks.
Do you like chicken tendies?
Yeah.
Then you probably would be a boneless kind of girl.
Okay, then boneless, I guess. But it could be kind of fun to eat around the bone. I don't know. I don't have chicken wings ever.
Does anybody listening have really good chicken wings? Like you have a shop or you know somewhere we can go that we could try to give Mackenzie nothing hot, but just like good flavor. Maybe do you like barbecue? I don't know what flavor you like. We'll have to figure that out. But could you give us some boneless wings and some bone-in wings and we can finally figure this out?
I'm mind blown.
It is. Honestly,
your life is
going to
change.
Like I've been to B-dubs, but I just get the little grilled strips or whatever.
You're missing
delicious.
Out.
Girl, your life, you live an incredible life. You have not lived your life yet. There is so much you're missing out on.
This is a whole new world to me.
Well, we're here to help you get you through it. Okay, this was insane last night. A time expired, maybe Liv was watching this game. Kansas and Kansas State college basketball, a very big rivalry. They had a bench-clearing brawl between the two squads. Fans were taking cover, and it was right at the end. I guess one player, like the team was winning, I forget which one, was going for a layup.
Kansas was winning. Blowing them out.
And he went for like what, a layup, and the other team's like, okay, you don't have to rub it in. And is that
well,
what kind of started
no.
it?
No, what's actually funny is that Kansas State was going up for a layout, and then the Kansas player blocked the shot, and the Kansas State player was laying on the ground. The Kansas player who was blowing him out stood above him and started talking crap to him.
The one that was going for the layup?
No, the one that blocked the shot, like, oh, okay. I just blocked your shot, like, nice try, dude,
Whoa.
Even though they were up for, I mean, I don't know if that's exactly what he said. They were up by, like, 20 or something. They were blowing them out. There was 20 seconds left in the game, and then this brawl just
Is it bad I always want to go to a game like this because it's so exciting?
No, the same thing happened to Xavier and Cincinnati, I want to say, in 2011. Those are huge rivalries. Again, it was a basketball game, and my parents were there, and she said it was absolutely crazy. They were sitting right behind the families of the basketball teams. And one of the dads ran out on the court and was like holding their son back.
Yeah.
But I think it's exciting.
With this Kansas situation
happens.
Is like the talk of the sports nation right now.
It's insane. Like, I think the only time there should be fighting is when you're on ice, like hockey.
Yeah.
That's the only time I'm okay with a fight. I don't like fighting in baseball or football. If you're playing hockey, you're supposed to punch somebody
well,
in the face.
You remember when our Indiana Pacers went up in the whole.
Oh, Ron Artest.
Yeah. I lived in Michigan at the time. Yeah. And
oh,
it was
that was
the
a huge
big
deal
thing.
Here.
The malice at the palace.
Whoa. Well, so people are saying that they could even be suspended for the entire season. Kansas, I think, is ranked third in the country right now. So this is going to destroy their chances.
That's good for my Michigan State Spartans. Thanks, Kansas. Keep on fighting. And finally, today, a lot of special days, but it's National Hot Sauce Day. Will that be part of the Box of Shame today? Ooh. We'll find out in about an hour when we do that. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out. Go to joeandmackenzie.com. Song of the Day. It's coming up next. I want to get you ready. Put this in your phone, this number. You should save it, actually. This maybe is Joe McKenzie. It's 52140. Coming up next, you'll need that number, and you're going to text it to Song, S-O-N-G. We'll do Song of the Day. Song of the Day. Grab your phone. You're going to text Song, S-O-N-G, to this number, which you should save so you can be part of Song of the Day every day. It's 52140. Category today, songs you want to listen to in traffic. Okay. Let's kick it off with producer Porkchop today.
So when I'm in traffic, I just kind of want to scream. And like, I hate it. I just hate it. I always say, like, everyone just go. Like, seriously, if everyone just put their foot on the gas at the same time and went, there would be no traffic, right?
Well, there might be accidents, but okay.
So, yeah, no accidents. Just everyone go at the same speed, okay? Well, anyways, I was thinking, like, what song reminds me of screaming or just, like, what has it, like, a yelling to it? And then I thought, oh, what better than a song that mentions drinking and has screaming in it? It's Sia, Chandelier.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Could you like just see me in the car? I'm thinking of that meme, like the one with like the wide open mouth and the, it's like, oh,
yes,
like the stick figure. I'm just like screaming, singing that song.
That's a song to belt out.
Like, oh yeah, like move! But if you want to vote for me, text the word song, S-O-N-G to 52140, and vote for the letter D, Porkchop.
Live the Web Girl, what song do you have?
So when I'm stuck in traffic, I just like to jam out. I like to belt my heart out and just sing because it gets like the time going, you get distracted about how long you've been sitting there. So of course, my favorite person to belt out, Whitney Houston, and my favorite song, I Just Want to Dance with Somebody.
Okay.
Nice choice.
Yes, and you can vote for me by texting the word song to 52140 and voting for C.
Mackenzie, songs you want to listen to in traffic.
Now, I have not won one time this year, so I would really appreciate your vote, but I don't know if it's going to do it because I chose a little country. Thomas Rhett, though, is the man, and I like to just get the good vibes flowing to ease that stress and anxiety, so I went with Thomas Rhett's Make Me Wanna.
Could you make me wanna pull this truck to the side of the road, slide on over, let me hold you close and tell you everything I'm thinking. Hop on down, let the tailgate fall, get drunk on you with no alcohol.
Ooh, it's a feel good. You can't really be too upset screaming at people when you hear that one. To vote for me, text song to 52140 and vote for B.
And for myself, Joe, wrapping it up, which maybe today is saving the best for last. Those are all good songs. And Pork Chop brought up a very valid point about sometimes you just want to scream and yell at people. Drinking and driving, not recommended. But one thing I scream at people, because I do get a little road rage, and people are just staying there. And obviously, clearly, Mackenzie, you can see you can move. I say, move! Get out the way! Get out the way! I went with Ludacris. Move.
Is there a bumper on your nose? Doing 100 on the highway. So if you do, the speed limit gets
out of my way.
I'm DUI, hardly ever caught sober. And you about to get ran over. Go!
I guarantee you, you will be 2 minutes early to work today if you pick that song. All you have to do is text song, S-O-N-G, to this number, 52140. Vote for me, Joe. It is option A. Let's recap what you can vote for again. We had Porkchop, went with Sia, Chandelier. We had Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance. That was Liv's choice. Mackenzie went with Thomas Rhett, Make Me Wanna. And myself, Joe, I went with Ludacris, Move. Get to texting, 52140. The word song, S-O-N-G. We'll play it after the Jonas Brothers. Song of the day. Bad news, guys. The voting has ended. The calculation. It's now being, you know, happening with Chops and Rosie. Why don't we recap the songs you could have voted for today? The category is songs you want to listen to when you're in traffic. I mean, it sucks you're stuck, but at least hear something you like. We had Pork Chop. He went with Chandelier by Sia.
Gonna swim from the chandelier.
I could just see you chaps yelling at somebody. Like, then we had Live the Web Girl, went with Whitney Houston, another ballad, I Want to Dance with Somebody. I feel like you'd have to be really calm in traffic because that is such an awesome, like, relaxing song. You'd have to really be enjoying it.
I don't have road rage, like, in the least bit at all. So traffic doesn't really bother me.
You're like, fine, more time to dance.
Yes.
Myself, Joe, traffic does bother me. People that don't let me do the zipper merge, let me in. Yeah. That's how it goes. I'm like, move.
Move. Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way.
By Ludacris and Mackenzie going country today. She went with Thomas Rhett, Make Me Wanna.
You don't stop, I'm gone. Girl, you make me wanna.
And thank you to Alex, who doesn't even really like country music, but gave me a vote this morning. Love you. Mean it.
That's 17 votes in a row from Alex. There you go.
The
producer
best.
Pork Chop, let's see what you got.
I just don't understand. I don't.
Oh, boy.
Chandelier has 2 billion views on YouTube.
You did
research
this.
Is that why you picked it?
No, of course
he does.
Not. I picked it because I like that song. I mean, I didn't actually expect it to win, but last place? That's a good song.
Oh, no!
Oh, that is a good song.
We suck again!
And it Mackenzie's beat mine. How?
What is that supposed to mean?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Thomas Rhett, but like, I can't
Today's
believe...
Today's backhanded compliment of the day goes to Pork Chop.
Yeah, well, 11%, last place.
Does that mean I got third?
Me, last place, 11%. I'm truly shocked.
I think we all just had very good songs today.
There's 6 billion people on this earth, and 2 billion people have watched See a Chandelier.
What people don't realize, this will haunt producer Pork Chop all day long.
I'm pretty sure there's more than 6 billion people on earth, right?
He takes with
7 billion?
All day. Phil
McKenzie, he's already like, okay, tomorrow's Thursday, Throwback Thursday. I'm going to look at YouTube playlist with the most Throwback Thursday views.
He's so intense about
this. I guess The Village People is what it is then, because that song's popular.
Third place, 14%, Mackenzie.
I knew it. But thank you, Alex.
Poor Chaz, with Alex's vote, you would have been fourth.
Yeah, he saved me.
So second place was only 18%, which means first place was 55%.
Dang!
Oh my
gosh.
Overwhelming percentage.
Is that the highest number ever?
I do believe so.
Holy cow.
So 18% second place, Live the Web Girl, Joe's the winner.
Yeah! I feel like a Mackenzie all of a sudden. Remember when you were on that winning streak where you won a week in a row?
Yeah, you are on a hot
Holy
streak.
Holy cow, now I just jinxed it. I'm sure tomorrow I'll get like 1% of the vote. But for now, thanks to you for your vote. It's time to tell that traffic to move. Get out the way, Liv.
Pork Chop, there's 7.5 billion people.
Ooh, I was off by 1.5.
All right, here you go. Your song of the day winner, Ludacris. Move. I'm into it. I like it.
That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you. I can barely breathe.
Mackenzie, let's kick it off. What we're into, what is something you're sharing with everybody they might want to check out?
Well, this is a really fun app that my girlfriends from the West Coast told me about. And I'm like, I've always wondered how people do this. It's called Kira Kira. So K-I-R-A-K-I-R-A+. And it's the app that you can edit your photos and add sparkles. And it's so girly and it's really fun. It's 99 cents, but I feel like you're going to love it. Paris Hilton, a lot of celebrities do it all the time. So if whatever you have, or you have a video or you have a picture and you just want to add the little sparkly glitter effect, that's how everyone is doing it. So again, it's Kira Kira, K-I-R-A-K-I-R-A+, and it's 99 cents. And I just got it and I love it. It's just really fun. And if you want to add a little something extra, and we'll put, of course, at Joe McKenzie the link to swipe up for it.
Dope. Okay. Live the Web Girl, what are you into this week?
Okay, so I'm actually into this jewelry. It's called OBX Studios, and it's jewelry made specifically for like working out and living in.
Oh,
so
cool.
You can wear it when you work out and you don't have to worry about, you know, it turning your skin green or anything like that. So it's all dipped in 24 karat gold, but it's not going to break the bank. So I have this necklace and it says girl power on it, obviously. And it was, I think, like around $50 or something, which is very affordable for like an actual good piece of jewelry. You can wear it. It's not going to like tarnish or like turn your skin green. It'll really stand against time. So I love it. I wear it while I'm working out. And I wear it like all day long.
And you have a charm. Does it say like L on it? Or
it says girl power on it.
Oh, you said girl power.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's all handmade as well. So
I love
super
that.
Cool. And it's made by these two like really great girls in Denver. So a woman owned business. Love it.
Loves it. That's cool because you can add a little something accessory while you get sweaty.
Exactly.
Maybe a good Valentine's Day gift idea.
From myself to myself.
There you go. Dudes, if you're listening, check it out at joemckenzie.com. Pork chop. What are you into?
Speaking of Valentine's Day gift, mine would be really good as a Valentine's Day gift. It's called lovebookonline.com. And my boyfriend actually got this for me. And he didn't get it yet. He like showed me the screenshots. Basically, you go online to lovebookonline.com and you can make like an animated or like cartoon booklet of like you and your significant other.
That's
so here, look,
cute.
I have a screenshot of one of the pages he made, Mackenzie, and it says, "I love hearing you laugh," and then it's like a little cartoon character of him, and then there's me in my Sullivan's uniform, and it's like one of the jokes he said. He's like, "Oh, babe, you made $360? Well, you're really turning things around."
Hostage Boy is so sweet and thoughtful. This is so cool, and you both become little characters.
Yeah, and this book, it's online. It's like, so you can, you know, make the book, but if you actually want to buy it, I think it's like $40, but it's really the sweetest thing. It's like 40 pages of 40 reasons why he loves me. So, yeah.
It's not a bad thing.
So much better than like flowers or chocolate.
I was gonna say, I do like to give flowers out, but Mackenzie, that's a good point. Think all the things you buy that are not there a week later.
Yeah.
That could be for a lifetime or until you break up.
And I feel like too, guys appreciate, like I once did like 40 some reasons I love you, because guys don't take the time to do that stuff. So when a girl does it for a guy, let me ask you, men,
yeah,
do you appreciate that? Are you like, wow, this is so thoughtful? Like, I cannot believe she took the time or he took the time to make this for me.
I can't speak for every man, but as messed up as I am. But yeah, I would say when my wife does stuff like that, or when she says certain things, even whether we're fighting or not, and she just tells me something she appreciates, because nobody believes it, but I do things that are good for my wife sometimes, and I'm not a terrible husband, it means the world to me. Because like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like, how does she feel? Because you, as a man, you want to make sure that your wife feels loved and taken care of. And when she actually tells you that, that's pretty powerful.
If I got this for my boyfriend, he'd laugh in my face and be like, please tell me you did not spend a lot of money on this.
Complete opposites. But then, once again,
very opposite ends of the spectrum.
But I'm
an
emotional dude, and your guy, I said, he's like never cried except for like when a grandma
died.
They're
like a perfect match, right?
Yeah.
No emotions in this family. And finally, for me, listen, I'm not saying the whole thing's great, but I really like it. Maybe it's because I'm an Eminem stan, but Eminem on last weekend dropped new music, Music to be Murdered By, kind of the theme from Alfred Hitchcock.
Scary.
I know you think it's scary,
cool.
Mackenzie, but it's cool. I hope that we make this a radio song, because remember Juice WRLD passed away recently?
Yeah.
He's actually singing the hook on this song with Eminem. This particular song is called Godzilla, and I just love it.
I'm a monster. You get in my way, I'm gonna feed you to the monster. I'm normal during the day, but at night turn to a monster. When the moon shines like Ice World truckers, I look like a villain out of those blockbusters. Till the fires get a monster. Blood on the dance floor. If you never gave a damn, raise your hand, cause I'm about to set trip. Vacation plans, on point like my index is. So all you will ever get is some of the finger, prostate exam. How can I have all these fans to perspire like a liar's pants? I'm on fire and I got no plans to retire, and I'm still the man you admire. These chicks are spazzing out, I only get more handsome and flyer. I got them passing out like what you do when you hand someone flyers.
Oh, I'm just so hyped up.
I'm feeling that, Joe. I love it.
There's some dark songs in there, like Stepdad. It's about killing stepdad. So you may not like the album, but that's one song. Hopefully we'll play it. It's called Godzilla. All these are being put together right now as we speak. Liv the Web Girl is breaking the keyboard, typing so fast. We're going to put them up at joemckenzie.com. Mackenzie, what's coming up next in the tea?
Well, this hot couple will be performing together at the Super Bowl. And which Kardashian wants to get pregnant ASAP?
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea.
Ooh.
Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, it is tea time, kicking things off with one of my favorite couples, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. The hot couple just revealed they will be performing together this Sunday evening at the Grammys.
I had to do a song with Gwen to get that invitation, which... You know me, I don't do like big performances. There's not going to be like a big thing that happens. You know, I'm going to stand in front of the microphone. I'll find my spot, and that's where I'll probably start and end up. And okay. Then Gwen will be all the, she'll do all the eye candy.
She'll be all the eye candy. They haven't performed on stage together. Sometimes they're at each other's shows, but this is like an actual performance. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Grammys going down this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, this is cool. There's a little Doritos commercial that leaked that we will see during the Super Bowl, and it features Sam Elliott reading Old Town Road lyrics.
I got the horses in the back. Horse tack is attached. Hat is matte black. I got the boots as black to match. Riding on a horse. Ha! You can whip your Porsche off.
I love his voice. Sam Elliott's the man.
I love his voice, too, because he's in so many things you wouldn't even realize it unless you look him up. He's so iconic, but... I hope the commercial hasn't had me laughing, but maybe it's more of a visual.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see, because Torino usually has interesting ones.
They do. I mean, I'm there for the commercials and the halftime show.
Of course.
I'm going to be honest. Lil Nas X is a big fan of the rendition Sam Elliott did.
Oh, nice.
Well, moving on to Kim Kardashian. She's revealing that Jay Leno thought of the name North for her little girl. What the what?
North took me like a week to name her. I actually got it from Jay Leno, who made that as a joke. I was like, no way, I would never name my daughter that. Like, I said that on his show. Everyone was coming up to me like, it's such a cool name, you should really think about it.
I'm shocked by this. I'm like shook.
We just need to start throwing stuff out there. We need to start tweeting celebrities when they're pregnant, and maybe we'll get credit for naming their child.
I remember Miley Cyrus told me to name Lucy Frankie. And I think that is a cool name. So maybe
could
if
you
I
imagine,
do have another one, I'll name it Frankie.
Come here, little Frankie.
Yeah, I think Frankie's cool. I love dude names for little girls, like Blake or, I don't know.
No,
stuff like
yeah.
That.
Your little Frankie like has an attitude, turns into Frankenstein, like, chill out, Frankenstein.
Or like Billy for a girl. I think that's cute. So, yeah, that was shocking. Also kind of shocking. Kylie Jenner says she wants to get pregnant again ASAP.
Mommy's cute little toes.
So it's interesting because she and Travis Scott, they're kind of on again, off again. Of course, they have adorable little daughter, Stormy. And she's like, hey, I want to get pregnant ASAP because I want at least 4 kids.
Wow.
So, and she wants to have them with him because they make such beautiful babies. So she's like, hey, get over here.
What are you doing in about 5 minutes? Let's get to business.
So we'll see if there's another one added to the Kardashian-Jenner clan soon.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
I have not had a mess like this in a long time. I was trying to help my wife out in the kitchen. I dropped a carton of eggs and just spilt it all over the floor. I swear it's the messiest thing I've ever dealt with in my life.
Once you did it, what was your first reaction?
I can't say the F word on the radio, but I said that about 7 times or 8. And then I'm like, how am I going to clean this up? Are the eggs going to give me salmonella? Eventually, I cleaned it up. I said, why does my life suck?
Was Lindsay mad?
Yeah, we were fighting at the time. It was just a cluster. 833-563-2539. What did you spill all over? We're talking this thing just made a freaking mess. It could be at home. It could be at work, in the kitchen. It don't matter. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Kenzie, and you can call in right now. What did you spill all over the place? 833-563-2539. So, last night, my wife, Lindsay, is trying to make dinner, and I appreciate her for doing that. She is a saint, always helping out our kitchen. The smoke alarm's going off. It's just a cluster, okay? And she wasn't even burning it. It's just, for some reason, it's really sensitive, which I guess it's a blessing it works. I'm reaching in, trying to meal prep my food, Mackenzie. You know, I'm just trying to eat healthier. No crazy diet, just eating real food, so I got to bring work, you know, food to work. I'm reaching. I reach with for something. I don't even remember, maybe the rice or something in the back of the fridge. I knock with my big meat cleaver of hands over a dozen eggs, a carton of eggs, and I see it. I'm like, no.
It's like that slow motion. Did they all just crash?
Felt like I was playing Call of Duty with Pork Chop, and we're like, cluster strike. And then they go, beep, 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 beep.
I envision your wife being like, what did you do?
Oh, well, after I started saying the F word way more than humanly allowed, and I know I'm going to have to put a bar of soap in my mouth, yet she was like, ugh. when you get ugh from a woman, that's not good.
Right.
And it just sucks because it landed upside down, so I had to like flip it over and just goo everywhere.
I think it's funny because you're panicking. You're like, am I going to get salmonella?
Well, it's going, Mackenzie. It starts going under the fridge.
Oh, no.
I'm like, so do I have to drag the whole fridge over it? And then, because I can't lift it up.
You're like, I just don't want to deal with this right now.
So eventually I used up the remaining paper towel. So I used like a whole roll, I think. Scooped it all up. Got it slimy. You know, just a regular egg all gooey. Threw that in the garbage. And then I had to grab like some Lysol antibacterial wipes. Because pretty sure you can have salmonella. I'm not an expert. But I know it's not good to have egg on the floor.
No.
I don't want my dogs licking it. Because one of them, Paddington's, allergic to everything except for like water and air.
That is so stressful. The biggest thing I ever spilled that was like an emergency. So I was on the West Coast and I was about to go live. I had like 20 minutes. I was like, oh, I'm starving. I got an acai bowl. So like a bowl. And I got the Blue Magic, which I thought, oh, this is going to be delicious. Acai bowls, not a car food on the go. So I'm parked outside of the location. I'm about to go live on TV. I have a beautiful lavender dress on. And I dip in and I flip somehow the bowl all over my dress, blew all over down the front. I go into a sheer panic. I don't have time to go home. I'm supposed to be live on television in now like 15 minutes. And it was, so I was like, think fast, think fast, think fast. So I had, there was a little boutique, like the corner of my eye. So I literally ran, bought whatever I saw on the mannequin, threw off the dress, put on the new dress, went in there. My shoes didn't match it. It was like, I had to make it work. But it was, I mean, it was like a sheer panic moment of like, what do? I couldn't just like not go on live.
Yeah.
But I had, I mean, I had like coconut and like
you're
like
hey,
over.
Just do a tight face shot, my neck up.
And it went all down like between my driver's seat and the console. Oh. I mean, it was all over my car. Actually, I never really got it out. I had it detailed twice and I could still see like blue.
Ugh.
My old car. Now it's someone else's
yeah,
problem.
Yeah, congratulations. It comes with some IC bowl or whatever. 833-563-2539. What did you spill all over, Chops?
Well, when I was working at Applebee's, I had just cut like, oh man, an entire pan of lemons, like a huge pan. I'd been cutting lemons for probably an hour and then, you know, for like the whole day. So I had the pan, and how was I holding it? I was like holding it with like one hand and like my hip and my, because I had
like
something.
Like laundry or something?
Yeah. I had something else in my other hand. And my manager literally goes, you know, you shouldn't hold it like that. And then I go to open the refrigerator thing and the whole pan of lemons just all over the floor. And I was like, man, you spoke that into existence. That's your fault, not mine.
I would say it's your bad technique, but yeah, you're like, no, it's fun.
That is the worst. We have a rule at my place now, no slime allowed, because all parents know kids are loving slime. And my little one, long story short, there was slime. Actually, my mom, I think, was responsible because she was moving stuff around in her room, didn't know there's blue slime all over the white carpet.
I'm going to say stay away from blue. You and your daughter need to stay away from blue, too, okay?
Bad deal.
833-563-2539. We want to hear from you. What did you spill all over? Oh, boy. I never want to spill those eggs again. I dropped a whole carton of eggs last night when I was trying to move something around in the fridge. It was just a terrible mess.
And we can all relate to this because you have no one else to blame but yourself. We want to know, what did you spill? 833-563-2539.
By the way, there's actually a picture of me with all the lemons on the ground on Facebook. I'm going to try to find it. It's from like 15
yes,
years ago.
Yes, please put it up on... I did not have time to take a photo last night because me and my wife were about to like have World War III. She was having a hard time cooking. I was making a mess. But if we could put your photo up there, that'd be good so everybody could laugh at Pork Chop's lemon story. Let's go to Jada. Hey, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. Jada, what did you spill?
I spilled a whole bottle of vinegar on me.
Oh, no. How do you ever get that smell off?
I don't know. I was in high school, and I was in a ceramics class, and just the whole bottle spilled all over me. And unfortunately, I couldn't go home that day, so I smelled like that the whole day.
After that, did you just always bring something else with you? Because that's what I would do, Mackenzie. I would be like, all right, I'm going to have a spare change of clothes in case I vinegar myself.
Were people totally avoiding you that day?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, here comes vinegar. I mean, Jada. No, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Crystal on Joe and McKenzie. Crystal, what did you spill everywhere?
So when I was younger, I was helping clean up dinner with my parents, and I decided it was a great idea to swing an entire bottle of sweet and sour sauce as I was going to put it in the fridge. And when the lid came off, it flew all over the kitchen, all into the dining room where we had like this fuchsia carpet. And it was the entire bottle of sweet and sour sauce, bright red.
God, you're just like, why?
Why am I doing this? And you're like, if I wouldn't have done that, no problem.
And now you're like, I have no sweet and sour sauce. Boo.
That's the worst part, not even cleaning up. Crystal, thank you. Anna, you're on Joe and McKenzie. We need to know from you, what did you spill all over the place? Anna, are you there?
Oh, hey, sorry.
It's all right. Good. What'd you spill?
So a few months ago, I went to visit my boyfriend's sister's house for the first time. And, like, his whole family's there, and they're all in the living room. And we had just gotten milkshakes. And I'm done with mine, so I'm in the kitchen by myself. And I go to put it in the freezer. And it's, like, the pull-out kind of freezer on the bottom of the fridge.
Yeah.
And I put it in, like, under the ice maker a little bit. And I tried to put it in there good. But when I went to close it, the ice maker, like, pushed up. And it just squeezed the cup. And the entire, like, strawberry milkshake just went out into the ice maker and all into the entire rest of the freezer.
That kind of sounds delicious, though. Strawberry ice?
Yeah, but I'm just, like, standing in the room by myself trying to figure out how to, like, clean it up without any of them noticing.
Did you tell them after it was kind of cleaned up?
Well, the fridge was, like, right in the doorway.
Oh, so dang it.
Looking over at them, and they're not paying attention. I'm trying to get my boyfriend's attention to come, like, help me get it all figured out. And he comes in. And, like, looks at it and looks at me. And then he goes and gets his sister. And she looks at it and looks at me. And then they just tell everyone.
See, you just close the door. You're like, Mackenzie, how do you do it? Just close the door and walk away.
And when they discover it, you're like, I don't know. That's so weird.
I had a chocolate milkshake. Strawberry. Gross.
What happened?
Billiam, you're on Joe McKenzie. What did you spill all over the place?
Well, when I was 8 years old, back in Scotland, we were slaughtering a sheep to make some haggis and other blood pudding, blood sausage.
Blood pudding?
It was my job to collect the blood. So here I've got my little 3 gallon bucket, and I've collected all the blood, and it's almost to the top. And as I'm walking away, a baby lamb comes and just runs into me, and 3 gallons of blood in the air, all over me, the floor of the barn. Which is not supposed to be on the floor.
I just had food poisoning.
Like,
I can't.
Clean it up.
Oh my gosh.
I can't deal with the story right now.
Little lamb runs by and screams at him, "What are you doing? Get out of here." Billiam, thank you for calling in. Erica, we'll kind of wrap things up. What is your case? What did you spill all over?
Well, we just got done remodeling our whole kitchen. And, you know, it took months. My husband and I did a great job. I had a girlfriend over, and I'm like, hey, let's have some wine. Why don't you pick which one you want? So we got Brown County Blackberry, which is like purple, and I opened it up, and it exploded all over my face and all over the whole kitchen.
No, of course it's not like Chardonnay.
No, so everything was purple. Our island's white. The ceiling was stained purple. I stayed up till 3 a.m. fixing the ceiling because I literally just couldn't sleep with it like that.
Wow, it looked like you guys had quite the party. Quite the wine time.
No kidding. I want to hang out with Erica and have someone.
Wine on the ceilings.
Let's go to Kelsey. We'll wrap it up with her. Kelsey, what did you spill all over?
Place in high school, and we would make these 5 gallon buckets of ranch every day, and we would mix it with a power tool, and I went to mix this huge 5 gallon bucket of ranch, and I pushed the button on the tool too hard, and the entire bucket of ranch went all over me, all over the store. It was awful.
God, it probably looked like a murder scene.
No, however, yeah, ranch is so delicious.
Mackenzie's there like, we got any bread? This should be really good.
Dip some breadsticks?
Oh my gosh. How long did that place reek of ranch?
Honestly, probably like a week. And it was all stuck in my hair. I loved ranch and now I can't look at it the same.
Oh my God. How do you get ranch out of your hair?
Cut it off.
Yeah. pretty much.
Hey, Kelsey, thank you for the call. And if anybody else has anything, tweet us, Joe and Mackenzie, if you got a photo. Porkchop, do you ever find a picture of those lemons you dropped?
Yeah. Joe, Mackenzie, Liv, everyone, look at your phones real quick. I just texted it to you. Look at this throwback picture from 2009.
Aw, look how cute little producer Porkchop is.
Look at all those lemons, though. Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, you can see my manager in the back left. That's the one that told me don't hold it like that. And look at that other girl's face. She's just like...
I love that you have like a bowl cut.
That's kind of how my hair looks right now.
It's Joan McKenzie on Radio Now.
Okay, you know what's coming up next, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, good. Box of shame, and it's not me.
That's right. As of now, it is Liv the Web Girl. She could roll doubles and transfer her box of shame punishment. So we will do that all next and find out what's going to happen. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Hey, it is box of shame time here on Joe and McKenzie. The Web Girl yesterday rolled the lowest numbers out of everybody, so she right now has a chance to get out of the punishment in the box of shame. She'll have to roll doubles. If she can do doubles, she can then transfer the punishment to somebody else. Now, Mackenzie, remind me here, do we do the punishment first, then the roll, or is it the roll, then the punishment?
I think there are no rules when it comes to that. So...
I feel like we roll and see.
Yeah, let's roll first. Okay, let's roll first.
Because that way that person has to pull it.
Since last week was traumatic for everyone, including especially Liv the Web Girl, there will be no live insects this dare.
Traumatic for Liv. I'm the one that had to stick my feet in it.
Yeah, and I had to help put the video up online.
She's
all that extra work
one,
I had to do.
Though was really traumatized by it. So we promise there's no live animals or insects this week.
They could be dead.
I did not put that one in the box. Okay, here she goes.
Her first roll is a 5.
Ooh.
Can she roll another 5 and give this punishment to someone else?
It was almost a five. But it hit Mackenzie's power cord.
Oh, thanks. Blame me. Okay, so some of the fun... What's in there? Some of the fun ones. I think there's like a baby pool one, even though because in Indianapolis it is absolutely freezing, so you go hang out in a baby pool and invite people to join you, which would be real nippy.
I had one. If the weather was better, I was going to do a bird bath.
Oh.
And it's like, you know how there's like Bird and Lime scooters? I'm actually banned from Bird. I got kicked off. But I was going to have her like rent a Bird scooter and go through like a self car wash or try to drive up to a car wash.
Which Legal would never go for.
There's rooftop singing. That's where you have to go to the top of the roof and sing to all the people on the streets that are coming into work.
Well, I already got it.
What?
I already got it. And it's none of those. It's free fuel tank.
Oh, that's the one where you have to go to a gas station and you have to get someone to pay for your gas. But here's the catch. Your excuses are completely absurd of why you don't have money.
Oh, that's every time somebody asks you for gas money. They're always like the most biggest BS things like, hey, man, I need like $17.10 and that'll get me to wherever.
Liv, on the bright tip, do you need gas?
Right now? Yeah, like actually I desperately need gas right now, but I hate when people always come up and ask me and it's so awkward and I literally just act like I don't hear them and I just get back in my car.
I feel like maybe we should put a baby bump because people might be more sympathetic. Is that terrible?
No, I think it's good, but she needs to be smoking then too though. She has to be smoking though.
Okay, we got this. We'll figure this out.
All right, is there a minimum? I think she has to get $5 in gas.
Do you think you can pull $5 of gas?
That's only like a gallon or
maybe.
Two.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. You can't come back till you get 5 gallons of free gas.
Maybe I'll flash someone. No, I'm just kidding.
Works for me. All right, we are going to do the Box of Shame live right now, so make sure you follow along on our Instagram as they head on out. It is Joe and Mackenzie. We are live right now on Instagram. You need to follow Joe McKenzie. If you don't, so much of the awkwardness happens there. Liv the Web Girl is at a gas station. Liv, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I think maybe a couple. I'm going to ask them really quickly.
Liv has to get $5 in free gas.
I totally forgot my wallet. Is there any way you guys have any spare change you could give me? Yeah. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I'm on my way to take an exam.
She doesn't look like she's a person.
Thank you so much. Is any change you have? Thank you so much. You guys have a good day.
Good luck.
Thank you. I need it. Oh my goodness. Okay, so I got like 50. I got 53 cents.
Yes!
54 cents!
54 cents! 54 cents!
Oh, wait, there's more people pulling in. The light just turned green. Oh, my gosh, this is so awkward.
Give them a good story, though. Like, you're like, oh, yeah, so this toe fungus, I had to spend all my money on that, and I'm really tight on my gas.
Hi. Is there any way you have any spare change? I literally just came from the doctor's office. I have, like, no cash left at all. Oh, thank you so much anyways. Thank you. Oh my goodness! Okay, Beck, I didn't have any cash.
Well, you didn't tell him you had a really bad toe fungus. You got to mention that. People are more sympathetic with toe fungus. Oh my God, it's so funny! I think Porkchop's in the car. I can see this happening.
Is there any way you have any spare change? Oh my gosh, anything at all? I have no money. I literally just came from the doctor. I had a bad toe fungus. Okay, thank you. Anyways.
Liv, you're so awesome. I know you hate it, but you're doing great. Okay, the toe fungus. So right now you're sitting at 54 cents.
Yes, I'm sitting at 54 cents. They're recording me, making it a little obvious. There's a truck that is like not... I'm going to ask like I'm asking Porkchop.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have any spare change at all? Please.
No, I am so sorry. No money for
you. You don't have any change. I like just spent it on a toe fungus at the doctor's office. Okay. No, you don't. All right. Oh, there's another woman. Oh, I feel so bad.
Liv is trying to get gas money.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you have any spare change at all? I am totally out. Oh, okay. No worries. Thank you.
Liv, try one person, like, if they say no change, like, well, that's okay. Can we just put your card in? I only need, like, a gallon.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Come on. You only have 54 cents. You started out so on fire. Liv got the first person to give her 54 cents change.
Okay.
And now she's kind of on a dry spell.
Hi, do you have any spare change at all? I totally forgot my wallet. Do you have any spare change at all? I totally forgot my wallet. Just like a couple dollars, even.
A couple of dollars? What you trying to do?
I'm just trying to get just a couple of dollars. Just a little bit. I just need to make it to IUPUI. Okay. That's all. Oh my gosh, these people are going to help me.
Oh no,
they noticed the camera. Oh gosh.
Don't say anything. Like, I don't know, they're following me around. They won't leave me alone.
You don't have it? Okay, they're saying that they don't have it. They spotted the cameras.
Oh.
This guy's driving around telling everyone that they have cameras and not to give me money.
I think
we just got to sit pretty with the 54 cents.
All right, well.
We got to sit pretty. All right, we're sitting pretty. We're heading out.
We tried. We tried.
No, I got 54 cents. We tried.
All right, can you put Mackenzie on the phone real quick?
Yes, what was I supposed to do? They already left. You guys, you have to go. I feel so awkward. Joe says, all right, wrap it up. That guy's driving around telling everyone you guys are recording. So not to give me money.
McKenna.
No one's going to give me money. He's driving around literally telling everyone that you're recording. Poor Chop literally got gas right now.
Oh, well, that kind of blows it. Chops.
I feel so terrible. I literally stole 54 cents from a poor, innocent person. Oh, my gosh. This is the worst.
I'm surprised more people didn't want to help you out with that toe fungus you're going through. That's
Here's
terrible.
Here's the thing is that I don't ever have any change or cash.
Yeah.
I only have a debit card. One person offered to put their debit card in for me, but then that's when the guy in the truck drove around and was like, hey, there's people filming her. This is like fake.
All right. Well, you know what?
So we got caught.
We got to give you props here. You did a really great job. 54 cents.
Why?
54 cents, baby. I'm sitting pretty. I'm sitting pretty. I can get something from the vending machine now.
Wait. What did I do, Mackenzie? I didn't hear what she said.
They're talking about you on Instagram. Here, you're on speaker.
What are you saying about me, Mackenzie? What are you saying?
So everyone's like, it's Mackenzie. It was too obvious getting the video of her. But I said that you want me always to get the video.
so we can put it up. So it's like it's either one or the other.
Yeah, Pork Chop shakes his camera really bad. All right, if you're listening, we need an intern. We need another intern. Can somebody get us an intern?
Don't worry, I got the video. I mean, she did get how much? 54 cents. And the woman who gave it to me said, yeah, when you start walking up, I can tell you weren't dangerous. You weren't homeless. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
If she only knew. If she only knew. All right. Hey, great job, everybody. Really impressed. I'm just surprised. I thought you'd get like a buck or so. But, hey, save it up. That's money we'll use for coffee one day. About to get into this topic, but I wanted to check in with Liv the Web Girl. Everybody's back now. How you feeling after your box of shame punishment, trying to get gas money because, well, the toe fungus you were dealing with, I guess, is really expensive and you had no gas money?
Quite literally shameful. It was felt so terrible to ask these, like, poor innocent people for money. There was one guy that was actually like, okay, yeah, I can get you guys. He was going to give me his card, and he asked me how much he needed, and I was like, I'm a dollar. And he was like, where are you going to go with only a dollar of gas? And then that's when someone came around and was like, hey, like, I think this is fake. And so all of a sudden he was like, I've got nothing for you. So
I know that was a challenge.
Didn't turn out too well, but I did get 54 cents and I think I'm going to take that down to the vending machine.
Get some gum.
There you go. Okay. It is Joan McKenzie here on Radio Now. What movie made you cry? A new survey out of like 25,000 U.S. adults. 82%. So let's say 8 out of 10 people say, man, a movie will make me cry. And guess what part of the country is the biggest criers? Like out of like the north, south, west, and east. What part do you think would cry the easiest or the most?
The south.
West.
Mackenzie's got it. The
south. The southern belles.
And dudes too, though. Majority, like 70% of men said that like a movie has made them cry. Now, I wouldn't ask Liv the Web Girl's boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, because that guy never cries at anything. But I think most men will admit at 833-563-2539, there is just a scene in a movie that when you're watching it and you see it, you can't help but get a little choked up, Mackenzie.
And it gets you every single time.
For me, I still cry even though this guy's a total dirtbag, because I'm talking about, what is his name, Bryan Cranston? No, who's the guy from Pay It Forward? Who is the guy that touched all the boys? I'm forgetting his name. I try to block
Kevin
it out.
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
Well, you shouldn't preface it with that.
Well, I just, because somebody, I know Liv's going to throw it out there like, you know he touched boys. Okay, that being said, did you ever see the movie Pay It Forward?
Oh, yeah.
Great movie. Even if you know the ending of it, which is kind of the ending right now, it is amazing. I recommend you check it out. And this is the very end scene where this kid is just trying to help other people out. And that's the whole idea. Do something good for somebody else and they pay it forward. Like, how awesome would the world be? And here he is trying to stop a kid from getting beat up.
Help!
Oh, stop it! So he rides over on his bike, hops off, punches all the bullies down.
Hey!
Let me go! They get into a scuffle.
Trevor! Hey!
Get on my face! Punch it! Come on!
Joe!
Kid pulls out a knife.
Trevor!
And he accidentally stabbed Trevor. I don't think he meant to stab him, but he got pushed into him.
I forgot about this movie, to be honest. I want to go watch it again.
It's so good, Mackenzie. Little Trevor bleeds out and dies. It's
a real uplifting
movie. It's hard because it is such an uplifting movie, but it's so freaking sad.
Wait, is this when they sing, you know what's the sad part? Calling All Angels at the end when they have their little lights and they play Sarah McLachlan's Calling All Angels?
No, that's the same movie, yes.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like it's a
the
scream.
End is what gets
it
me.
Gets you because you see the impact this kid had. So check that movie out. That scene gets you. I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I get awkward at times. It's not funny, but Pay It Forward. what about you, Mackenzie? Do you have a movie that you're just like, oh boy?
The movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore. Every single time. If you haven't seen the movie, this is a classic, but at the very end, after they've all been through it, and Sam comes to Molly and he finally gets to go to heaven. And he's like, it's so beautiful. And she sees him and they're not even really speaking, but it just, oh my God, I'm going to get teary right now. Like, I don't know if it's the Righteous Brothers, the song, but it's just so beautiful. It's like what life's all about. I'm literally tearing up. It's just about your family and your friends and the connections you make. Oh my gosh, see? I'm crying. Like, it gets me.
All right. Well, let's see.
It's a beautiful, beautiful movie and a beautiful film. So check out Ghost if you haven't. It's a classic.
833-563-2539. Lenore, you're on Joe McKenzie. What movie made you cry?
It was The Lion King.
Can I predict what scene it was?
Yeah.
Was it the part where... I was gonna say Jafar.
I thought that was a dramatic pause.
No, it was. It was my brain.
Say.
It was like the rat on my head getting into an accident.
Mufasa.
Mufasa like throws him off.
Yeah.
Then Scar throws Mufasa off.
I'm gonna let you take over because my brain sucks right about now.
No, was the new one with Beyonce just no good? I didn't see the new one, like the remake.
I was not a fan of the remake one. I'm gonna just keep it as the cartoon version is. Way better for me, for my opinion.
Stick to the original.
Yeah, she has to look away from it. Pork Chop, what movie made you cry?
Mine was American Sniper, and it was more towards the end of the movie, the part where he's on top of a building and he calls in for the helicopter to like bomb the coordinates, and his like captain or whatever is like, those coordinates, that's where you're at. And he's like, I know, just do it. So, like, the helicopter's, like, on the way. So he picks up his phone to call his wife. And he's, I forget the wife's name, but he's like, I miss you. I just want to come home. And she's like, Chris, are you okay? And you hear, like, bombs going off in the background and gunshots. He's like, I love you, baby.
That target location is
your
position.
I know my position. They're right on top of us. Just drop it.
Viper 3-4, move to final attack heading.
Viper 3-4, roger. 30 seconds out.
Ready to come home.
What?
I have a building in sight.
What's happening?
I'm ready to come home, baby.
Chris?
Pretty bad air up here.
I can't hold this much longer.
Tell the pilot, turn it loose.
5-3-4, fire away.
So luckily, like, the missile missed, but, like, the point before that, it's just like, oh my gosh, could you imagine calling, like, a loved one, like, seconds before you know
no.
you're gonna, like, pass away? Like, oh my gosh.
I literally, this is not obviously the same, but there was tons of turbulence on my flight on my way back, and at that moment, I'm always like, I need to text, like, Lulu and say I love you, just in case. Like, I freak out. Mm. I've never seen American Sniper.
Oh my
gosh. It's a great movie.
Isn't it that intense the entire time? I need to like prepare mentally. Okay.
Yeah, you want to be ready for it. You don't just randomly pop it on. You're like, whoa, what did I get into?
My dad loves that movie. My dad is a big fan.
All right, well, hey, those are movies.
Why are you doing this to me? This makes me so... It's beautiful.
That make us cry. Why don't you tweet us, Joe and McKenzie, and let us know what it is for you. Coming up next, dumb people, well... They do dumb things, Mackenzie.
Going to the light.
It's a great movie. I'm sorry. Okay, I'll stop. Your dummy of the day is coming up next after Bad Guy by Billie Eilish.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Well, in Florida, people do dumb things probably more than anybody else. There's this guy named Daniel, and he was at a job. I guess he works at a solar power plant. Sounds like an interesting job. And last week, the cops show up, Mackenzie, and they're there to arrest him. And the reason why, apparently, he was selling meth.
Whoops.
Yeah, that's methed up. Daniel decided to make a run for it, though.
You've just been waiting to use that joke, haven't you?
I have, honestly. Anytime I can get a meth reference in there, I will. But I don't understand this. Maybe it's because I'm not a criminal, but... Do you really think, like, has anybody ever ran and gotten away from the cops for more than, like, 5 minutes?
Right. I mean, what do they think the end game is there?
Well,
maybe you're not thinking, obviously, in the moment.
He wasn't, because guess what he did? He starts running. He's like, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll totally evade the cops. There was a nearby, like, retention pond, like a body of water. So he tried to hide in it. So he jumps in there. not a terrible idea. Like, let's say there's like maybe lily pads or something covering up. He might be able to. But he was busted because, like most humans that don't have gills, he had to come up for air.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, and they're like, ah, we bust you. So now he's facing charges of trying to escape. Like, has anybody ever tried out of the movies where you grab a straw? Like, if you're a criminal, you'd have to have it in your pocket, be ready to go. But the straw you have right there for your water, like, what if you had that and you're just like, maybe he could outwait the cops.
If it was in Florida, though, I'd be scared of gators.
Oh, no kidding, right? Would you even jump in the water if you were in Florida?
No chomp, freaking chomp. Way. Like, how ironic. I wouldn't want this for anyone. But if he's running from the cops and gets eaten by an alligator. Terrible.
Well, I guess this case is closed. That's your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com.
Geography time here on Joe and Mackenzie. You can play along. I'll be honest, I'll be amazed if Mackenzie, Porkchop, or Liv can get one of these questions right. Because I'm going to give you a city, like a real name of a city in the United States of America, okay? These are like our 50 states, not some random hidden place. But they're very interesting names. Some would say they're kind of inappropriate or lewd, but they're real, real city names. So okay. I want you guys to write it down, and we'll keep track of the score here. I got a bunch. Maybe we'll do like five or so, and you can... you know, what the heck was that?
I'm getting my piece of paper ready to write.
Okay, here we go. First city. Write it down and just let me know when you're all in and I'll take your answer. The city is called Blue Ball Village. I want you to tell me what state has a city called Blue Ball Village, or I guess in this place a village. Blue Ball Village.
Okay.
Pork Chop's got his.
Oh, my pen came out.
Liv gave me Iowa. Porkchop said Arkansas. And Mackenzie.
Nevada.
No, it is incorrect. You can find Blue Ball Village in Maryland.
Well, that's interesting because of the blue crab cakes.
There you go.
Is there a correlation?
I wonder. All right. What about this? There's a city. Swear to God, you can Google it when we're done. Hooker. H-O-O-K-E-R. Where is Hooker at? What state is Hooker in? Oh, my grandma, she lives in Hooker.
Virginia.
Nope. Chop said Indiana, and Liv said Idaho. You are all wrong.
No, Utaho.
Hey!
Because you're a hooker!
I like what you did with that one. That's wrong. No, actually, Hooker is in Oklahoma.
Interesting. I would not guess that.
All right, what about Keister?
Ooh.
There's a state that has a city named Keister in it. I am looking for you, when you're all done, to tell me what state you think Keister is in. Chops is ready. Liv, let me know when you're ready, and you can all say your answers. Just waiting on her, so no cheating.
I say Arizona.
I say Minnesota.
Oregon.
One of you is correct. It is Keister, Minnesota.
Oh!
Was that a total guess?
Keister, eh?
What
it
are you
sounds
talking
like something
about?
They would.
Oh, I'm freezing my keister off over here, don't
I'm
you know?
I'm freezing my keister off, eh?
You had a 1 in 50 chance and got it right.
That's impressive. Woof, woof.
All right. Hey, let's keep the game going then. I didn't think anybody would do it. What about Wiener? There's a city called Wiener.
Why does Porkchop look like he already knows the answer?
He's like, well, Mackenzie, I know everything about Wiener, so. All right, Porkchop's got his. Liv, write yours down.
I'm saying Wiener.
Okay.
What is that?
I don't.
Just say it. It's the radio.
In New Jersey.
No, it's not.
Wiener, Tennessee.
I said Texas.
No. Wiener, Arkansas.
Oh. I already answered Arkansas.
That was on the tip of my tongue.
Was it?
Oh, my gosh. I said Texas because everything's bigger in Texas.
Where's everything smaller?
Not Wiener, Texas.
All right. What about, these are real cities that kind of sound lewd, but they're actual real places in America. I'm going to give you the city.
Come on, do Buttsville.
It's
Buttsville. Buttsville.
Is that one of them?
I don't know. I just know.
All right, fine. I'll get to the Butts. Give me the city. What state is it in? Butts.
Butts.
There is a city called Butts.
I think I got this.
I think I know.
B-U-T-T-S. Where is Butts
Utah.
At? Nope. What'd you say,
oh,
Chaps?
I was going to say that.
What'd you say?
You can't look at my paper.
Pennsylvania.
I said Pennsylvania.
Is that what you're going with, Mackenzie?
No, I'm going to change it up now. I'm going to say, but Oklahoma.
What if I said the peach emoji? What would you do
there? Georgia!
Yes, you're all wrong. Butts Georgia. What about this one, Chops? Do you know anything about Cooter? Looking for the state that Cooter is in.
He's like, never heard of her.
I'm guessing I have a region.
Is it in the south?
Southeast.
Southeast.
Yeah, that's my guess. What's down there? Like, okay, I just put the abbreviation. I hope you know what the
Florida
abbreviation.
No, it's not
South
Florida.
Carolina.
Stop
Chops?
Looking at my paper.
What are you going with, Chops?
South Carolina.
Liv?
I'm gonna go with Mississippi.
That's a good guess.
That is so close.
Alabama.
The state actually begins with an M. We are looking for Missouri.
Oh, okay.
I have a bunch here, but I can't do all of them. What about this? I can't believe they haven't changed it. This must be a patriotic thing. There's a city called Spread Eagle. I swear, if you Google it in the U.S., Spread Eagle.
I'm guessing this one that I already guessed before.
Okay, Chops is going with Pennsylvania. That is incorrect. Mackenzie.
Washington, D.C.
That is not a state.
District of Columbia.
No, that's the city name.
That's not a state. Oh, boy.
Spread Eagle.
When I send things to Washington, D.C., I send them to Washington, D.C., D.C. Is that wrong?
You don't have to do that.
I just put Washington, D.C.?
Yep. It's okay.
Okay, I'm going to go with Massachusetts.
Spread Eagle, Massachusetts is wrong. It's actually Spread Eagle, Wisconsin. All right, I got to do one more.
See, shouldn't it have something with, like, you know, Washington in it?
I'll give you guys a couple of options. You tell me which one you want to try to guess for the state, okay?
Okay.
We've got PP Township, if you'd like to try that one.
Uh-huh.
I've got Climax. That's another city.
Ooh, I like that one.
Or Wanker's Corner.
Do Climax.
Let's do Climax.
Climax. Give me the state. Write it down. Do not say it. When you're all written down, I'll have you all say it, okay?
All right, I got it written down.
Okay. Liv's writing hers down.
I got mine in my head because my pen is out.
All right, everybody, what state is Climax in?
Maine.
North Dakota.
New Mexico.
North Carolina.
Oh!
You're all over the country there.
No kidding. Wow, there's so many other good ones. I just feel really inappropriate, so... What, Chops? Did you want a rebuttal? Because Liv's your winner today.
No, I wanted you to do Buttsville.
There is, I told you, it's Butts, Georgia.
I know, but there is a Buttsville.
Where is it?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, he knows that one.
Well, you know what else actually is in Pennsylvania to get to? Intercourse.
Oh, that's what I meant. Intercourse. Actually, Buttsville's in New Jersey.
Oh, now he's changing his answer.
Pork Chop confused Buttsville with Intercourse. Okay, well, it happens to all of us.
Yeah, Buttsville, New Jersey with a Z.
All right, well, let me compose myself because I feel like a third grade boy laughing. We will be right back. Mackenzie's got a lot of tea. She'll tell you all about it. Joe and Mackenzie on Indies Radio Now 100.9. Wow, what a fun show it was today. Hey, Liv the Web Girl, if people missed your Box of Shame Punishment, I know you're working on it. It'll be up at joanmackenzie.com later and on our Instagram, Joe Mackenzie. How much money did you collect today?
Only 54 cents.
Aw.
Did you spend it yet?
Not yet. I think I might get like a piece of gum down in the vending machine.
Treat
down
yourself.
In the basement. Yeah.
It's interesting. Like, what can you get for 54 cents these days?
Nothing.
I honestly think maybe just like a gumball. Maybe two gumballs. Who knows?
What do you got going on today, Mackenzie?
Oh, man. I'm going to try to get my life together because I've had food poisoning. And so I'm trying just to like keep it all together. But I'm going to pick up my little girl from school today. And I'm going to have a day with little Lucy. And then I have to finish my laundry and just like run around and do a bunch of errands. I have a ton of emails to return, business things I need to get back to, travel coming up. So I just kind of a little overwhelmed, to be honest. I just want to get to the weekend. That's my goal.
All right, you'll make it. Tomorrow's already Thursday.
Yes. How about you guys?
Today, obviously, we have a staff meeting. We got to come back for around 1:30, which I totally understand. We're the only morning show. Like, I get that. But, oh, boy. It sucks when you got to come back like hours after you've already left. I'd rather just be at work and continue meetings than leave and come back. But I will do the meeting. I will get a workout in today. And It's still kind of chilly. I don't know. I walk my dogs. I'm kind of lame. There's just, I want so many things to do outside. Like, I want to go ride up and down the Monon Trail as I'm trying
to
lose
come
weight.
By my house. My
I would love to. Do you ever ride bikes or no? Or
yeah.
Walk? Okay.
Well, Peaches is still in different parts. I have a little cute cruiser that the movers.
Peaches?
His name's Peaches.
Hey, Peaches.
Peaches is still in different. I need someone to put Peaches together. So, anyway, but I do have a bike that I love to ride in the Monon.
Okay. Well, then maybe we can look forward to doing that when it warms up. But
yeah.
Today, I'll probably just stay inside and cot it up with Chops. What do you got going on, dude?
Really? Like, I've been waiting for you to cod it up with me.
I would love to cod with you.
Yeah, let's cod.
All right, come over here.
No, let's like play video games, Call of Duty.
You don't want to cod cuddle?
No, I don't want to cuddle. I want to play cod today.
Fine, whatever. Bros cuddle. Live the Web Girl, what do you got going on today?
I actually do not have a cycle bar class today, so I'm pretty excited just because I don't have to like rush home and nap really quick and make a playlist really quick or anything like that, so I can kind of relax. I'm going to definitely leave and make some lunch, make some eggs with avocado, have some fruit, make a gallon of coffee, and then come back for this meeting we have later. And then hopefully just get some laundry done. I have so much laundry, and I always, always put it off, and I just can't any longer.
The worst is when you do all the laundry, but you're so tired that it sits in the basket. And it gets wrinkly.
That is my situation.
I hate
and I did
that.
All my so. And the worst thing is, Lucy calls me out. My 9-year-old. She's like, "Mom, could you like do some laundry?
Could you Marie Kondo this sooner, please?" Jeez.
I'm like, and you know what? That's what I am gonna do this weekend. I need to just. I want to just get rid of. Like, I cannot stand clutter. I have so much stuff everywhere, piles of things. That's what I'm doing all weekend long.
All right, Marie Kondo, it's on Netflix. You'll love it. Mm-hmm. It's all about tidying up.
I'm also just gonna watch D3, Mighty Ducks 3. I just watched the first two this past weekend, and so it's really important to me to watch.
Holy
tonight.
Random
I was
going
to say, random.
I know.
Knucklehawk.
What made you want to get into Mighty Ducks?
I forget, but my boyfriend and all of his friends, like, love it. My boyfriend and all of his friends love it, and I say, yeah, no, I've never seen it. They were like, what?
You know what I want to talk about tomorrow?
Traumatized from Mighty Ducks.
Okay, well let's talk about it tomorrow, too, because I want to talk, we didn't get to it today, I want to talk about shows that we need to watch, because, like, I don't know about you, but I have, like, nothing to watch anymore, so why don't we get into that tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow I will reveal on the show the traumatizing moment from 7th grade that happened to me. I think it's 7th or 8th grade.
I wonder if it involves a knuckle puck. All right, well, hey, we can't do anything else. We get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.